Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹们都有主的平安。
It's good to be here to worship God together with brothers and sisters.
今天早上与大家一起来敬拜神，真的是一件好的事情。
Thanks for all the prayers of the brothers and sisters.
也感谢各位弟兄姐妹们的带导。
And I'm recovering very well from the surgery that I took last week.
现在传道已经从上个星期所说的那一个手术已经复原得很好。
Because God has helped me.
因为神已经帮助了他。
Even though I'm still feeling a little bit of weak and cannot talk too loud,
虽然身体上还是感到有点虚弱，不能够讲话太大声。
But with your prayer, I believe that God will continue to help me.
可是借着你们的祷告，相信神会继续让他康复的。
May the Lord remember all of you.
愿神纪念你们的带导。
And this morning, the topic for our sharing is to share the benefits of the gospel.
今天早上与大家所说的是同得福音的好处。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 9.
我们看哥林多前书第九章
verse 23.
第二十三节。
First Corinthians 9:23.
哥林多前书第九章的第二十三节，二十三节，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为要以人同得这福音的好处。
Paul said, whatever he does, he do it so that he can partake the gospel with other people, or share the gospel, the benefit of the gospel with other people.
这里保罗说，他所做的一切都是为了福音的缘故，都是为了跟其他人一同来分享这个福音的好处。
There's a motivation in Paul's life.
这就是保罗他生命的推动力。
His life, the motivation is not about earning more money for himself.
对保罗来说，他生命的推动力并不是为自己赚取更多的金钱。
But rather, his motivation of his life is to help other people.
而他的生命的动力呢，就是要帮助其他的人。
You can see in the society, many, many more and more people discover true happiness doesn't come from your own happiness.
其实在社会上，我们有很多人都已经慢慢的发现到，原来真正的喜乐不是只是自己的高兴而已，自己的快乐而已。
True happiness come from helping other people and bring happiness to others.
而真正的喜乐就是以帮助别人让别人得到帮助而得到喜乐。
That's why in Canada we are a country of volunteering people. A lot of people do volunteer work and charitable works and donation, helping other people.
所以在加拿大，很多人他们都会去做义工，他们都会做这些。就有很多福利机构被设立，还有很多人都愿意捐钱去帮助别人。
If your life is focused on yourself, you're not going to be very happy after all.
那如果你的生命只是专注于自己，那到头来你就不会是很喜乐的。
But if your life is focused on helping other people,
如果你的生命那个集中点注意力是放在帮助别人身上
，you have bigger, longer lasting, and higher happiness.
那你就会有一个更长远的喜乐。
But what is the best way to help people?
那帮助别人的最好方式是什么呢
？Of course, you can donate clothes, donate food.
当然，我们可以捐出食物，可以捐出衣服。
You can even do a volunteer work.
或者去当义工。
Those are one way to help other people.
那些都是帮助人的其中一些方法。
But Paul said, the highest way to help people is not to help them gain material things.
那保罗说，最高的帮助人的并不是只是让他们得到这些物质上的东西而已。
Because those material things can last very shortly.
因为物质的东西只能够保持一段很短的时间。
You give them food, after one meal they conserve it, tomorrow they get hungry again.
你给他们食物，他吃了一餐以后，明天他还是会再饿起来。
It's not going to change their life. It's going to help their life, but it's not going to change their life.
能够帮助他们的生命，可是却不能够改变他们的生命。
The best way to help people is to help them to transform and change their life.
最好的帮助别人的就是让他们改变他们的生命。
But how can people achieve that?
那如何能够做到这一点呢
Paul said, only by partaking or receiving the gospel that one's life can be truly changed and transformed.
那保罗说，唯有能够分享同得这个福音的好处，才能够让一个人的生命有所改变。
Because Paul himself has experienced this.
因为保罗自己本身就有了这个亲身体验。
His life was not like this before.
他的生命之前本来不是这样子的。
He was in Judaism.
他是在犹太教里面。
He was very fervent for his own religion.
他对于自己的这个宗教非常的热忱。
But his religion was not complete.
可是他的宗教却不是一个完整的宗教。
He know God, but he has no peace and joy in his heart.
他认识神，可是心里面却没有平安和喜乐。
He know his religious duty.
他知道作为一个信徒，他的责任是什么？
In Judaism.
就是在犹太教里面的责任。
He knows he should do something, but he cannot help himself. He cannot change.
他知道他要做某些事情，可是却不能够帮助自己有所改变。
He's very fervent.
他非常的热心。
But in his heart, when he sees other people being killed, being stoned to death, he's very happy. He has a lot of hatred in his heart.
可是心里面却充满了仇恨，看到别人被杀、被石头打死，他却感觉到非常高兴。
Even though he had a religion, but it was not the gospel. It was not the good news.
虽然他有宗教，可是却不是一个福音，却不是一个好信息。
Until one day when the Lord Jesus find him.
直到有一天，耶稣基督寻找了他。
So he received this gospel.
他就得到了这个福音了。
His life totally changed.
他的生命完全的改变。
So he said that's why he want to share the gospel everywhere, and that become his motivation in his life.
所以呢，他就愿意去各地方去分享这个福音，让人的生命有所改变。
Sharing bring happiness.
就是分享，把这个喜乐分享给别人。
That's why people like Facebook.
所以很多人他们很喜欢这个 Facebook.
Why? 脸书。
为什么他们这么喜欢呢？
Because when you go there, you share.
因为当你们去到那个地方的时候，你们在那边分享。
Share you write, share the picture you talk.
分享你所写的东西，分享你所拍的照片。
Social media is all about sharing.
其实这些
社交媒体
社交媒体呢，都是一直是在分享而已。
Why is happy when you go with eating with your friends?
为什么你去跟朋友吃饭的时候你会高兴呢？
Why you don't go to a restaurant to eat alone by yourself?
为什么你不独自一人去到餐厅里面吃东西呢？
Because eating by yourself is no fun, it's no joy.
因为自己一个人吃东西真的是不是很高兴的事情。
Sharing food with others, the food tastes better.
因为当你跟别人分享食物的时候，那个食物会变得更加的美味。
So now we are in the gospel, we are in the Lord.
所以现在我们在福音里面，我们在主里面。
But we cannot be selfish.
可是我们却不能够自私。
We must do more, just like Paul, to share the benefit of the gospel.
我们要学习保罗，做更多，把这个福音分享出去。
But before we can share, we must know what is the good things, the benefit of the gospel.
可是在还没有分享之前，我们必须要知道这个福音的好处是什么。
Otherwise, people ask you, why do you spend a whole day Saturday going to church?
那不然，当有人问你为什么你花一整天星期六在教会里面
I don't know, we just have to go.
那你的回答可能是我不知道，只是我必须要去。
I don't know, because if I don't go, my mom get mad at me.
或者我不去，我妈妈会骂我。
I don't know, because I have nowhere else I can go.
或者如果我不去，我就不知道要去哪里。
You must know what is the good thing when we partake the gospel.
所以我们必须要知道，当我们以这个福音有分的时候，我们会得到什么好处。
So this morning we'll bring three points.
那这里呢，与大家分享三点。
The goodness, the benefit of the gospel.
就是得到福音的好处。
The first point is to be saved.
第一就是得到拯救。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
我们看罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
第十六节。
Romans 1:16.
罗马书第一章第十六节。罗马书第一章第十六节，第十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
Here Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
这里保罗说他不会因为这个福音而觉得羞耻。
Why Paul said this?
为什么保罗会这样子说呢？
Because in the first century, when you say to people that you are Christian, that means you bring a lot of trouble to yourself.
因为在第一世纪的时候，当你跟别人说你是基督徒的时候，你就是自找麻烦。
A lot of people think that Christians are very rare.
因为很多人都觉得这些基督徒是很奇怪的一群人。
They are not following the trends of the world.
因为他们不跟随这个世界上的潮流。
They are not doing what everybody else is doing.
他们不以跟别人所做的都是与众不同的。
Their idea is different.
他们所想的东西也不一样。
What they say is different.
他们所说的东西也不一样。
And they don't fit into the society.
所以呢，他们认为这些基督徒根本就不能够融入这个社会里面。
And even the government or the people persecute Christians.
甚至当时的政府、当时的人民，他们都会逼迫这些基督徒。
But Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of being called a Christian."
可是保罗这里却说，我 不会因为被称为基督徒而觉得羞耻。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because this gospel is the mighty power of God.
因为这福音本是神的大能。
Through this gospel, the power of God is manifest.
借着这个福音呢，现在神的大能呢被彰显出来。
And it can save anyone who believes in him.
并且呢，能够救一切相信他的人。
Gospel is to save us.
所以呢，福音是救我们的。
Some people say all religion are the same.
有些人说所有的宗教都是一样的。
Because all the religion tell us to do good things.
因为所有的宗教都是教导人行善而已。
Well, it's only half true and not half true.
其实这种说法呢，只是对了一半，有一半是错的。
Yes, most religion tell people to do good things.
是的，很多宗教是教人做好事。
But not every religion can save.
可是却没有。不是所有的宗教都能够救人。
Just like that, oh, when you have sickness.
就好像，好比说你有生病。
When you have particular sickness.
你有某种的疾病。
You need a particular drugs. You need a particular procedure to heal your sickness.
那你需要某种的药物或者是某种的疗程才能够医疗好你这个疾病。
Religion, faith, is not just to help people to feel good about themselves.
那信仰呢？或者宗教呢，并不是只是让那些人觉得自我良好而已。
A religion is not just to tell people to do good things.
也不是只是教导人去行善事而已。
Because even without religion, we should be doing good things.
其实呢，没有宗教，我们也应当行善事。
That is our duty.
因为这是人的一个责任。
But true religion is the religion that can save you.
可是真正的福音，真正的宗教呢，是一个能够拯救人的宗教。
Just like when you are not feeling well, you go to see a doctor. He need to heal you.
就好像你觉得不舒服的时候，你去看医生，他必须能够治疗你。
When you are bleeding, you are dying, you rush to the emergency room. You expect the doctor to save your life.
当你流血，要去到这个紧急处，要求医生医治的时候，你是希望医生可以救你的命。
That is why you go there.
就是为什么你要跑到这个急诊室。
But first of all, you must know that you are having some trouble first. If you don't go there by yourself, if you don't think you have trouble, nobody can help you.
当然，首先你必须要知道自己现在身体上有问题，你才会跑到急诊室。不然，如果你觉得自己没事，你是不会去的。
The Bible tells us human life nowadays have a huge problem.
圣经告诉我们，今天人类都有很大的问题。
You may think that, oh, I have no problem.
你可能会认为我没有问题的。
I have a house.
我有家
I have a job
我有工作
I have a family
我有家人
I'm healthy
我很健康
Why you say I have problems?
为什么你还说我有问题呢
But if you look at the book of Romans chapter 1 it tells us that human beings have the biggest problem is sin
那如果我们从罗马书的第一章我们看到人类有一个最大的问题就是罪的问题
Because of sin that we are destined to death
因为罪所以我们到最终的终点就是死。
But not only physical death.
而这个死呢，不单只是这个肉体上的死
，but spiritual eternal death.
而是灵魂上永远的死。
You may say that, oh, why do you always say I have sin?
那你可能会问，为什么你常常都说我有罪
？Well, maybe according to Canadian law, you didn't break any law. You are not a criminal.
当然，根据加拿大的法律呢，你没有违反任何的法律，所以你并不是一个罪犯。
But according to the law of God, if you use this measurement to measure yourself, maybe the result is different.
可是，如果根据神的法律，如果你用神的法律来去衡量自己，你就发现自己不一样了。
So, in which area that human being can have sin?
那在哪一方面，人类有罪呢？
If you look at chapter 1, verse 19,
我们看第一章的第十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书
Yes, chapter 1, verse 19.
罗马书第一章第十九节。罗马书第一章第十九节。神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里。因为神已经给他们显明。
20.
第二十节。自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见。但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
The first kind of sin is if you don't know God, if you don't acknowledge that His existence and His sovereignty, that is a sin.
第一点就是，如果你不认识神，不知道他的存在，而且不承认他的权威，那这就是罪。
For example,
比如说
if a parent is still alive,
如果你的父母还在世上
，if you tell him or her, You're not my parents.
那你跟你父母说, 啊, 你不是我的父母,
I don't have a parents.
我没有父母的,
I come by myself.
我是自己, 石头抛出来的,
at least you're not my parents.
那至少你不是我的父母,
I think your parents will be very angry, very, very, very sad.
那我相信你的父母会非常的, 生气, 非常的, 悲伤。
Of course, no logical human being will do this to deny his own parents.
当然没有一个有逻辑的人会这样子做, 就是 不承认自己的父母,
because no human being can come by himself.
因为没有一个人可以自我拥有,
自我存在,
对, 自我存在,
but human being, if you don't believe in God, if you don't acknowledge His sovereignty, we are in sin.
那如果人不相信神, 不相信神的全能, 我们就是有罪了。
Here said, whatever God wants us to know already manifests in our hearts.
这里告诉我们, 神要我们所知道的东西, 其实已经显明让我们看到了。
Yes, you don't see God.
虽然你看不到神,
but you see what God has created.
可是却看到神所造的一切,
and you cannot deny Him.
而且是无可推诿的。
2 days ago is what so-called Mid-Autumn Festival, right?
两天前, 就是中秋节。
I don't know how you spend the time with your family. It's a traditional Chinese cultural festival.
不知道你们如何跟家人过这个中秋节, 中秋节是一个华人的传统节日。
Did you enjoy the moon? I think I heard that even Korean people have a Mid-Autumn Festival too.
那我听说原来, 这些韩国人他们也是同样有庆祝这个中秋节。
But anyway, according to that day, right, the moon is especially round and bright. And that night, did you enjoy the moon? Did you go out to see it?
那当天呢晚上, 那个月亮是特别圆的, 你们有出去赏月吗?
The weather was good on Thursday.
其实星期四的天气也非常好。
So thank God, I was at home and with my children, and then we went outside the house to see the moon.
那感谢神,那天我在家, 而且跟孩子们呢, 出到门外去赏月。
And that moon is so bright.
那天晚上的月亮非常的明亮。
And it's so round.
而且非常的圆。
And I bring out my camera.
那我拿起我的照相机,
wow, and I take a picture of the moon.
然后就, 拍了这个照片, 月亮的照片。
And when I zoom in, when I magnify it on the screen, wow, all the details of the moon is so beautiful.
当我把它放大看清楚呢, 看到这个月亮里面的每一个点滴呢, 都非常的美丽。
Well, this is what most people will say, right?
这是大多数人都会说的。
But if you believe in the gospel, you will have different idea.
但是如果你相信福音的话, 你 在这事情上却有另一种看法。
If you believe in God, you have the true gospel.
如果你相信神, 你有真的福音,
you respect God.
你会, 敬畏神。
You say, wow, God, you put the moon with the earth together. It's a wonderful creation.
那你会说, 神啊, 你真伟大, 因为你把这个月亮跟地球摆在一起, 真的是一个很奇妙的创造。
First, for at least half of the time of the month that we have some light during the night sky.
那至少呢, 在一个月, 有一半的时间, 我们在晚上, 有这个月亮的亮光照着我们。
When I go to Africa, I go to the village, there's no street light, there's no electricity.
当我去到非洲的时候, 去到那些, 乡村的部落的时候,
but
是没有街灯, 没有灯的。
Sometimes you have to walk at night.
甚至在晚上行路的时候,
but if that night have the bright full moon there, we don't even have lit a torch, we can just walk and see the ground.
如果那天晚上, 有这个明亮的月光, 我们跟着, 根本就不需要手提电筒, 就可以在路上行走。
But the moon is not only for us to see at night.
可是月亮却不是让我们, 只是能够在晚上照亮一下。
The moon is to be used for calendar, for Chinese Asian lunar calendar.
而这个月亮呢, 其实是让这些, 华人能够放在它的农历, 这个日历里面的。
The calendar we are using is solar calendar, but in the Asian time, the Chinese calendar is lunar calendar, using the moon to calculate time. And days and months.
现今我们日常所用的那个, 日历呢, 是, 阳历, 都是根据太阳来偏照的。 而以前的中国人, 他们所用的是阴历, 是根据这个月亮来偏照的。
But the moon is so accurate and predictable, and you can use it to calculate time.
而这个月亮的那个, 光度是那么的,
The time, 它的时间,
是很持久性的, 很准确的, 我们可以利用它来偏照出这个, 热力出来。
This is God's creation.
这就是神的创造。
And more important, the distance between the moon and the earth.
而更重要的就是这个月亮跟, 地球的那个距离。
It's just right, just appropriate.
就是那么的, 那么的对, 那么的正确。
If it's closer to the earth,
如果月亮跟地球稍微靠近一点,
the tidal wave every morning, every evening, we'll be able to submerge all the major cities on the coastline.
那每天早上或者是下午, 那个海浪, 就能够盖过很多世界上的很多的城市。
Become disaster.
就能够变成造成很大的灾害。
But if it's too far, there's no tidal change.
那如果月亮离我们太远呢，却同时又没有了这个海浪。
那个潮和。So this is a wonderful creation of God.
啊，这就是神奇妙的创造。
So if you know the gospel, you respect God. You respect all. We human beings, we are so minute.
如果我们能够明白这些，能够去欣赏这些，我们就可以看到神的伟大，看到人类是多么的渺小。
So Romans chapter 1 said, if you don't know God, it is a sin.
所以在罗马书第一章，就是告诉我们，如果不认识神，这就是罪。
Secondly,
第二点
，verse 24,
第二十四节
，verse 24,
罗马书第一章，第二十四节，二十四节。所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Here, secondly, the sin is if you do whatever you want with your body, it is a sin with the desire.
第二点呢，如果我们以自己的凭着自己的心，心所要求的去纵行我们的情欲，那就是一个罪。
To do dirty things, to see dirty things, to defile your own body.
比如说去看或者去做一些污秽的事情，以致让自己的身体玷污。
Look at our society, look at our world today.
今天我们看我们今天的社会。
It is a very free society.
是一个非常自由的社会。
Wow, very free.
非常自由。
But it is good.
是一件好事。
If you look at a high school.
如果我们看我们的那些中学。
Young people in high school already start dating.
现在这些中学生已经开始有男女交往的事情了。
And in university, the life is already full of drunkenness, party, and sexual immorality.
那在大学里面呢，他们的生活就充满了很多喝酒然后很多情欲的事情。
And then become so corrupt.
变成非常的败坏。
And look at the society.
我们看现今的社会
，so much temptation，
有很多的引诱。
That's why family, a lot of family are broken.
所以很多家庭已经破裂。
A lot of young children, they do not know the direction in their life.
很多年轻人、小孩子都不知道自己生命的方向在哪里。
They think they are very free.
他们认为自己非常自由。
But actually, they are bound by sin.
其实他们是被罪所捆绑。
And if you read 26, verse 26.
如果我们再看第二十六节
，Chapter One Verse 26，
罗马书第一章第二十六节，二十六节，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺心的用处变为虐心的用处。
Verse 27，
二十七节，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺心的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋。男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己的身上受着妄为当得的报应。
He said another kind of sin is homosexuality.
这里在告诉我们另一种罪，就是这种同性恋的罪。
God created a man is for a woman and to form a family.
那神创造了一男一女，然后组成的家庭。
God did not create a man and then make another man for them to form a family.
神没有创造两个男人，然后让他们去建立家庭。
Nor did God make two women.
神也没有让两个女人去建立家庭。
But、one man, one woman.
而是一个男人，一个女人。
But nowadays, the world is different.
可是现今这个社会已经改变了。
They think it's human rights.
他们认为这是人权。
But they forgot the original planning and the sovereignty of God.
可是对于神本来的那个计划，神的那个权威。
So you see this society, that's why it's full of sin.
所以就能够看到现在这个社会是充满了罪的。
So much problems.
很多问题。
Not only national problems.
不但只是国与国、国家之内的问题。
A natural disaster.
还有这些自然灾害的问题。
And even within our own family.
而甚至在这个家庭里面。
Within a person's heart.
在一个人自己的心里面。
So much sin.
都有非常多的罪。
If you look at internet,
如果我们现在看这个网际网络
look at media,
我们看这些社交媒体
sin is everywhere,
到处都是罪。
And that's why people doesn't get along.
所以人与人不能够好好的相处。
That's why people families are broken.
所以家庭破裂。
And that's why people now do not have peace and joy.
所以直到现在很多人没有平安，没有喜乐。
So, what must be done?
那我们应当做什么呢？
You must come back to God.
我们必须要回到神面前。
Chapter 1 verse 16.
就好像刚才我们所读的第一章的第十六节。
Listen to this gospel.
要听这个福音。
Listen to Lord Jesus Christ, how he going to straighten things up, going to repair the broken things.
我们要听主耶稣基督让他来去修补这些破裂的事情。
And how can Lord Jesus Christ remove the sin from the world?
让主耶稣把这些罪从世上除去。
From your heart.
从你心里面除去。
And that is the most important things.
这才是最重要的。
As brother and sister know.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Last week, I had an operation to remove my appendix.
上个礼拜传道做了这个手术，切除了盲肠。
Even on the day of picnic, I was all right, right?
甚至在那天
郊外旅行啊，
出外旅行的时候还是没问题的。
But after the picnic, I went home that night. I'm not feeling very well.
可是那天晚上回家却感觉身体不舒服。
But I still think that maybe just stomach problem, just diarrhea, maybe just rest and okay.
一开始的时候以为只是一些吐色或者是吐的不舒服而已。
But the problem, but the stomach pain is getting more and more.
可是这个疼痛呢，却变得越来越的痛。
And during the whole night of Monday,
那在星期一的整个晚上
，I cannot sleep.
就不能够睡觉了。
I was supposed to go to the airport on Tuesday morning to catch a flight.
本来星期二早上需要去乘搭飞机的。
I was thinking that maybe I can just hang on and then board the flight and then rest when I reach to the U.S.
本来以为可以说搭飞机，然后在飞机上休息，然后平安的到美国。
But that night, I cannot sleep.
可是那天晚上真的是不能睡。
I wake up every hour.
每个一小时都起来。
Until 6 o'clock in the morning, I tell my wife.
一直到早上六点钟，传道告诉他的太太说。
I'm not feeling well.
我已经非常不舒服了。
She asked me, "Do you need to go to hospital?"
那他问我说需要去医院吗
？I think yes, I should go to hospital instead of go to airport.
是的，应当去医院而不是去飞机场。
And then I go to hospital.
当去到医院的时候
，The doctor do all the checking, on CT scan, everything.
那医生就做了很多的各种各样的检查。
And he told me that, "Oh, I have appendicitis."
那医生就告诉他说他有这个盲肠的问题。
So you have to get your appendix removed.
说需要把这个盲肠切除。
And we thank God after long hours of waiting at night 9 o'clock. So I went to the hospital 7 o'clock in the morning. So the operation was performed at 9 o'clock at night.
那从早上七点钟到医院，一直到晚上九点钟才能够进行这个切除盲肠的手术。
So I was make 4 holes in the belly and then remove the appendix.
那在这个身上开了四个洞，然后把这个盲肠切除。
And ask the doctor how does the appendix really inflame?
就问医生说这个盲肠真的有发炎吗
？I said, oh, very much inflame.
他说是的，发炎的很厉害。
Even a little bit burst, but it's not everywhere, so it's okay.
虽然是有破一点点，可是却不是破到很多地方，所以还是没问题的。
So the most important thing is I get it removed and you feel better.
最主要是把它切除了，然后你就会感觉非常的好。
And of course, thank God, after the operation, I feel much better. No more, even though the wounds is pain, but no more the infection, no more the terrible feeling.
那感谢神，当这个手术过后，虽然现在还有一点疼痛，却没有了那一种发炎的那一种感觉，那种痛。
So what does it mean for me?
对我来说，这是什么意思呢
？Just like what the Bible said.
就好像刚才圣经所说的
，If you have something inflamed, if you have something toxic inside, if you have something bad inside, you cannot ignore it.
如果你身上有这些发炎的这些毒素在你身上，你是不能够不理会它的。
If you have to remove it, you have to remove it.
你必须要把它切除，你就需要这样子做。
But what is physical is easier to remove.
其实身体上这种这样子的问题是很容易解决的。
But the spiritual, the invisible thing is more difficult to remove.
可是看不到的属灵的事情是更加难去解决的。
You must rely on Lord Jesus Christ.
你就必须要依赖耶稣基督了。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章
verse 12,
第十二节
Romans 5 verse 12
罗马书第五章第十二节罗马书第五章第十二节十二节这就如罪是从一人入了世界死又是从罪来的于是死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪
Why this world have to suffer so much?
为什么现今世人要这么受苦呢
？Why family problem, human problem, marriage problem? Why everything is problem?
为什么现在有这么多的问题？这些家庭问题、各种各样的问题出现呢
？Because sin has been in the heart of every level in the society.
因为这个罪 在现今社会的每一个层次都存在着。
But the good news is, gospel is called a good news, huh?
好的信息就是我们的福音被称为好信息。
It's Jesus has come.
这个好信息就是耶稣基督已经临到了。
Let's Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
就看罗马书第三章第
23节。Romans 3:23.
罗马书第三章第二十三节。罗马书第三章二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
24,
第二十四节，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。二十五节，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人现实所犯的罪。
This is how Jesus Christ brings the good news for us to solve this problem.
这就是主耶稣基督如何把这个好信息带给我们，然后解决这个问题。
Yes, we are sinners.
是的，我们本来都是罪人。
We are living in a hopeless life.
我们都过着一个毫无希望的生活。
We have bad characters.
我们的这个个人非常的不好，
不好的个性啊，
不好的个性。
We have family problems.
我们有这个家庭问题。
We have marriage problems.
我们有这个婚姻问题。
We have children problems.
我们有孩子的问题。
I have depression.
我们有忧郁症。
Oh, I'm not happy all the time.
常常都不喜乐。
I'm no peace and joy.
心里面没有喜乐和平安。
Why?
为什么呢？
The sin.
都是因为罪的缘故。
But Jesus here just like spiritual operation.
这里主耶稣就做了一个属灵的手术。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
He come to the world.To die for us to shed blood.
他来到世上为我们死去，然后流血。
This is very amazing.
这是一个奇妙的事情。
You have to die to give life.
必须要死才能够赐给我们生命。
You have to shed blood in order to save life.
必须要流血才能够拯救生命。
Just like the body have to be operated, you have to be opened up, you have to shed some blood.
就好像这个身体必须要先开几个洞，然后流血。
And then you get healed.
然后才能够被医治。
But of course, this is only a comparison.
现在我只是做一个比较。
Lord Jesus Christ, bring this good news to us.
主耶稣基督把这个好信息带给我们。
Shed His blood.
他流了他的血。
Through your faith.
借着你的信。
Can manifest God's righteousness.
就能够显明神的义。
And then your life is different.
那现在你的生命就不一样了。
So brother and sister, can you testify this to your friend?
弟兄姐妹们，你能够向你的朋友如此做见证吗？
You need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
If you are sick, you need Jesus.
如果你生病了，你需要耶稣。
If you are physically healthy,
如果你这个肉体上是健康的。
But your heart, your spiritual life, you still need Jesus.
可是如果你的心还是不健康，你还是需要耶稣基督。
Even though you live very healthily right now, but one day you will be no more here.
虽然你现在是一个健康的人，可是有一天你也会不存在。
After one day you die,
有一天你会离世。
You need Jesus' salvation.
你需要耶稣基督的救恩。
So.This is the benefit of the gospel.
这就是福音的好处。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
，Next week is evangelical service.
那下个礼拜是我们的这个
灵恩布道会。Are you willing? Are you brave enough to give out that leaflet to invite your friend, your relative, your colleagues to come to share the goodness of the gospel?
你是否有这个勇气把这个传单、这个邀请卡交给你的亲戚朋友，邀请他们来到参加我们的灵恩布道会呢
？You want to save them.
你要拯救，你要救他们。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Secondly,
第二点
，we share the benefit of the gospel because we want to gain strength.
我们与别人分享福音，是因为我们要得到力量。
Gospel can help you to gain strength.
因为福音能够让我们得到力量。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
我们看以赛亚书的第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚书第三十章第十五节。
Isaiah 30 verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章第十五节，十五节，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救，在乎归回安息；你们得力，在乎平静安稳；你们竟自不肯。
This is a very famous verse in the book of Isaiah.
这是在以赛亚书里面一句非常出名的话。
What is salvation?
什么是救恩呢
？Salvation is you must return, you must change your own way.
救恩就是你必须要 归回，你必须要改变你从前的处事方式。
This means you have to repent.
就是说你必须要悔改。
Just like the first point we talked, you have to repent and believe in Jesus.
就好像刚才我们所说的，你必须要悔改，相信耶稣基督。
And then you can get salvation.
你就能够得到救恩。
But after you gain salvation,
可是得了救恩以后
，and then you have to gain strength.
你就要得力。
How can you gain strength?
那如何得力呢
？You have to learn to trust and peace and quietness.
那你就要懂得。信靠懂得平静和安稳。
This is a station in the heart.
这就是心里面的那一种安稳。
Nowadays, modern people are very busy.
现今世上的人都非常的繁忙。
That's why our heart sometimes, even though we are not physically traveling, but our heart it never stops.
虽然我们这肉体上没有在跑来跑东奔西跑，可是呢，我们的心却不能够静下来。
Sometimes even if we stay at our home, but we cannot fall asleep.
有时候我们虽然在家里面却不能够入睡
We have so much worries.
因为心里面有很多的忧愁
You may think that I'm talking about adults or middle-aged people.
你可能在以为我在说这是成年人的问题
But actually it's not true.
其实不对
A few weeks ago I hear the radio saying that a recent statistic on Ontario student.
那几个礼拜前我听到最近在安省他们所做的一些统计
1/5 of all Ontario students has had a suicidal thought in the past years.
在过去一年，在安省里面有五分之一的学生都有这个曾经有这个自杀的念头。
And 1/3 of those people actually had a plan to carry it out.
而在这些人里面呢，有三分之一的人呢，其实已经计划好要去执行这个自杀这个事情。
But the parents didn't know.
可是他们的父母却不知道。
But the parents think everything is okay.
他们的父母认为一切都良好。
I send them to school.
我把他们送去学校。
I give them a computer.
我给他们一个电脑。
I get a cell phone.
我给他们一台手机。
They're happy.
他们很高兴了。
But actually, they're not happy.
其实他们是不高兴的。
There's so much problem.
因为他们面对很多的问题。
Teenager have teenager emotional problem.
那这些青少年，他们有青少年的情绪问题。
Middle age have middle age problem.
成年人、中年人有中年人的问题。
Nowadays, the society we are living in a very comfortable world.
今天我们这个社会其实生活都非常过得非常的舒服。
But inside, actually, the heart is not peaceful.
可是，在我们心里面呢，其实却不是平安的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because lacking of peace, lacking of God in our heart.
因为心里面缺少了神，缺少了平安。
So why do we have to believe in this gospel?
为什么我们要相信这个福音呢
？This gospel is not only to help you to get salvation in the future.
这个福音不只是让你在将来能够得到这个救恩而已。
This gospel is going to give you strength to face your everyday life.
而这个福音也同时让你有力量去面对每一天的生活。
Big or small,
无论是大的事情还是小的事情。
Good or bad,
无论是好事情或者是不好的事情。
When you have this gospel, you have Lord Jesus Christ with you.
当你有这个福音，你就有耶稣基督与你同在。
You can face everything with peace and ease.
那你就能够平静安稳去面对你所面对的一切。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 131.
我们再看诗篇。
131 Psalm 131 verse 1-3
诗篇131篇第一到第三节
Psalm 131 verse 1-3
诗篇131篇第一到第三节第一节耶和华啊我的心不狂傲我的眼不高大重大和测不透的事我也不敢行第二节我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，正像断过奶的孩子。第三节，以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
David's heart life was never smooth sailing.
其实大卫的一生也不是平坦的一生。
Sometimes when he was young, he was pursued by Saul. Saul wanted to kill him.
在他年轻的时候，他被扫罗追杀，因为扫罗要杀他。
When he became king, he has a lot of enemy outside.
当他成为了一个王以后，他又要面对很多的敌人。
He has to fight a lot of battle.
而且还要打很多的战争。
You know, in every battle, there's a chance that you can die in the battle.
在每一场战争里面，你都有机会会被杀死的。
Any arrow come and shoot you can kill you.
因为每一次所放过来的箭都很可能把你射死。
David went through a lot.
所以大卫他一生经历了很多事情。
In his old age, he was pursued by his son.
在他年老的时候又被自己的儿子追杀。
Wow, a lot of tribulation in his life.
所以在他一生里面真的经历了很多风风雨雨。
And he is a king. Every day he has so many business, so many decisions he has to make.
作为一个王呢，每一天要处理很多事情，要面对很多的抉择。
But what did he say here?
可是他这里怎么说呢？
He said, I don't know.
他说我不知道。
I don't know how I can handle this.
他说我不知道如何去处理这些事。
I don't even plan a lot of things.
他说我也没有做很多的计划。
Because there are many things I don't know.
因为有很多事情是测不透的。
But my heart is close to God like a baby close to the breast of the mother.
可是他这里却说我的心平稳安静，好像端过来的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
You can look at how the mother hold the babies.
我们看看这个母亲如何抱着这个孩子。
When they hold the babies, it can quiet them down.
当母亲抱着孩子的时候，就能够让这个孩子安静下来。
This kind of peace and security.
这种这样子的安静，这种这样子的平稳。
Last week I went through the surgery.
上个礼拜做过了手术。
And of course, compared to many other brothers and sisters, you even went through a lot more than me, right? So my operation is a small one compared to you, many people.
那以很多弟兄姐妹们 来比较，其实我这个手术可以说是一个小手术而已。
But you know the doctor, before they operate on you, they have to tell you everything.
在医生还没有进行手术之前，他要跟我说很多东西。
At that time, I remember it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
当时是下午四点钟。
And then the surgeon come to check me.
然后那个医生来检查我。
He said, I'm going to operate on you.
然后跟我说我现在要跟你进行手术了。
I'm going to cut you a few holes in the belly and the bottom and the tummy.
那我会在你的这个腹部那边开几个洞。
Oh, okay. I said, okay, please go ahead fast.
那我说好的，请你赶快动手。
I say, well, if rupture already, yeah, to open up more, I'll open everything.
他说如果这个已经蛮长破裂呢，我还要开更多。
Okay. And then, he said, more, I have to tell you more.
那我说 okay, 可是他还说，我还要跟你讲更多。
There's a lot of risk.
有很多风险。
Okay, what risk?
那我说有什么风险呢？
You can die.
那你可能会死的。
You can have infection.
可能你会发炎。
You may not get up from anesthetics.
那很可能你会在这个麻醉里面昏睡过去。
And you can also die because of blood clot.
你也可能会因为这个血的阻塞，所以会死掉。
And you may even die. So he tell me he want to protect himself, right? So he tell me all the risks. That means you may die.
他要保护自己，所以呢，不断的告诉我很多风险，不断地告诉我很多可能死的机会。
And then you have to sign the paper that you know what I told you.
然后要我签一个字。说他告诉我这些事情了。
Because you may have allergy to any drugs or anesthetic, you may not wake up.
那如果我有对于任何的这些镇静剂，如果有任何的敏感，可能我后来就不能够醒过来了。
So this is all the risk, right?
这就是所有要面对的风险。
But still, I have to sign because my bed is so painful.
可是因为实在是太痛了，无论如何还是要签那个字。
But of course, I trust everything in God.
当然，我把一切都交在神的手中。
Because before that, I've tell my wife and tell brother and sister to pray for me.
当然，我也告诉我的妻子和我的所有的弟兄姐妹们要为我祷告。
It's only a small operation.
这只是一个小小的手术而已。
But I have to put to sleep whole body.
可是我整个身体却要被麻醉。
But I know everything is in God's hand.
可是我知道一切都在神的手中。
So when I push into the hospital,
当他们推我进入这个医院的时候
when I put going waiting to the theater,
然后被放上这个手术台的时候
my heart very peaceful.
那我心是平静安稳的。
No matter what happened, I know God is taking care.
无论发生什么事情，相信神会照顾我。
I know many brothers and sisters even went through bigger surgery, more tribulation, more difficulty than me.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹们，你们所经过的手术或者困难比我更大。
But you have peace in heart.
可是你心里面却有这个平安。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you have Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你有耶稣基督。
Just like Lord Jesus holding you in his breast.
就好像耶稣基督他把你放在他的怀中一样。
So that's why in Isaiah chapter 30:15 tells us.
所以在以赛亚书第三十章十五节告诉我们。
In quietness and rest and trust is your strength.
我们得力在福，平静安稳。
That is the good news of the gospel.
这就是福音的好处。
So, brother and sister, do you see your friends? Even though he has everything, she has everything, but she is not happy.
弟兄姐妹们，你们是否有看到你们有些朋友虽然看起来拥有一切，其实他们却不喜乐
？Bring them to Jesus.
你可以把他们带到耶稣基督面前。
Only the gospel can give them strength.
因为唯有福音能够让他们得着力量。
And then thirdly,
第三点
，the goodness of the gospel is to have victory.
第三点就是福音的好处，就是我们会得胜。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们看罗马书第八章
verse 35,
三十五节。
Romans 8:35.
罗马书第八章第三十五节，三十五节。罗马书第八章第三十五节，三十五节。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？ 36节，如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。 37节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Yeah, Paul said he went through a lot of things in his life.
这里保罗说他在一生当中经历了很多事情，
tribulations,
很多的患难，
hunger,
很多的困苦，
danger, knife and sword,
危险，刀剑。
But because of Lord Jesus Christ,
可是因为耶稣基督，
the Lord who loved him,
因为神爱他，
he can overcome every challenges.
因为靠着爱他的主，他能够胜过一切。
That is the benefit of the gospel.
这就是福音的好处。
You can live a victorious life.
你能够过一个得胜的生活。
Brother and sister, what is your struggle right now?
弟兄姐妹们，你现在的挣扎是什么呢？
It is a personal struggle.
是个人的挣扎吗？
If it's that you have bad habit, you cannot quit.
是有一些坏习惯你不能够除去吗？
Or are you facing very tough time in your life?
或者是现在你在生活上遇到很困难的事情吗？
You have emotional stress, you have depression, you have isolation, you have rejection.
你觉得孤独，你觉得被拒绝，你觉得你现在情绪非常低落吗？
You feel very lonely.
你觉得非常孤独吗？
Or you're in sickness that is so depressed.
或者你现在生病，所以觉得非常的沮丧吗？
Learn from Paul.
要向保罗学习。
He has the gospel.
因为他有福音。
Because of the love that Lord Jesus Christ have him.
因为他已经有了耶稣基督的爱在里面。
He can overcome all this.
他就能够胜过这一切。
Victorious life.
过一个得胜的生活。
Christian, true Christian is a victorious Christian.
真正的基督徒是一个得胜的基督徒。
So we have the goodness of the gospel.
所以我们有这个福音的好处。
We can be saved.
我们能够得救。
We can have strength.
我们能够得力。
And we can have victorious.
而最后我们能够得胜。
But are you willing to share with the friends and relatives beside you?
问题只是你是否愿意以你身边的朋友去分享这一切。
So next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, 7:30, we have evangelical service.
那下个礼拜我们星期三，一直到星期五晚上，还有星期六都有这个布道会。
Saturday afternoon, we have evangelical service.
那星期六的下午也有布道会。
We have to go out after the service, grab the leaflet, or take a picture with your cell phone, and then send it to your friend, invite them to come.
我们等一下要去到这个服务台，拿了那个传单。邀请卡，然后或者是拍一个照片去发给我们的朋友。
Put it on your Facebook page,
把它放在你的
WeChat, whatever social media,
放在你的微信里面，无论任何的社交媒体里面。
Let people know that you have something good to share.
让别人知道现在你有一个好的东西要与人分享。
And you yourself must come and pray for this event.
而你自己本身必须要为这事情祷告。
God will help us to share the goodness of the gospel.
因为神会帮助我们把这个好的福音分享出去。
Let's sing hymn 427.
我们再唱诗427首。